The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Well, as you'll know, throughout the week here on News Talk and on The Hired Shoulder, we have been teaming up with Barnardo's because we're doing a seasonal appeal, a part of a campaign, Make Spirits Bright This Christmas. Barnardo's works with more than 15,000 children and families each year and campaigns for the rights of all children in Ireland, as well as providing services. All this week, we've been following the story in different units of Barnardo's across the country, their team, their challenges, the thousands of children that will benefit from their work. We're trying to raise 20,000 euros. And of course, if you go onto our website, newstalk.com/Barnardo's, it tells you all about it. Well, it's a great pleasure to welcome the new boss of Barnardo's, Suzanne Connolly. We're very familiar with Fergus Finlay, and he was taking all the credit and you did all the work. Now, you've been with the organisation for some time, have you?
Well, I've been actually with the organisation for 17 years.
Right.
And my previous role was Director of Children's Services. So I'm in the current role for 2 months. And right. I'm very excited about it.
Right. So you're no stranger to it. What are your new priorities as CEO?
My background is social work. So I'm a social worker by background. And my passion is about delivering effective family support services to children and families who really need us. And they're the children and families who, unfortunately, are dealing with issues like substance abuse, domestic violence, acrimonious separation. Because a lot of children in Ireland are doing really, really well, but there's a small proportion of children. Well, maybe it's not that small. 1 in 4, 1 in 5 who really need our help. And my passion in the new role is that I can communicate what we do and why we do it, and why we need public support to ensure that we can do more of that.
And we have the HSE and we have TUSLA. Why do we need a Barnardo's?
Well, can I give you an example of why we need a Barnardo's? And I'm going to take you through a really important case study that I think describes our work. So I'll give you an example of a family. It's a mum who's 30 and she's 5 children. And the children range in ages from 16 to 3. And this young woman, when she was 14, she became pregnant by a boy from a violent criminal gang. And he beat her every day of her life. And we first heard about these children when the little 3-year-old came to our centre, and he looked in through the gates of our playground and said, "I really want to join." And he was only 3. And we said to him, "Listen, when you're 4, you can join." And lo and behold, this little boy, when he was 4, he came with his mum to join our centre. And what we discovered then, from then talking gently to the mum, is we discovered what was happening in that family. And what we then realised was that mum wasn't ready or able to work with us yet, so we built a relationship with her. And the opportunity came for us when the dad went into prison for a violent crime, and we said to the mum, "Can we help you? And how can we help you?" And she said, "Well, actually, I'm really worried about this little boy whose name is Sam." And we were worried about him too, because he was very aggressive and very, very angry. And we knew that although he could come to our centre, he wasn't a happy child. And so we said, "Listen, we think that we can give you a technique that you and Sam can do together that's going to help him manage his anger." And this technique was called, you know, smelling the strawberry and then blowing out the candle. And you smell the strawberry and the child calms down, and you blow out the candle and you're calming yourself down. Now, that might sound small, but actually it's not, because by helping him manage his anger and come in touch with his body, this is a little boy who's less likely to go down the track of his dad and to become violent and to feel it's okay to deal with your anger and aggression by hitting somebody. So it's one example of the type of work that we do. And the other thing to say is that what public support enables us to do is to run things like the playground, and that a child can actually access that service themselves. And there's other services. I mean, the other thing to say, just to give you one other example from that family, a little Becky who was 10, and she was a child who really loved to read and loved books. And again, remember, these are children who are in their own ways are very resilient, but they're hurting. And what we felt, well, how can we reach out to her? And she joined our book club. But what the work we did with her and her mum was helping her not blame the mum for the violence. Because children sometimes blame the mum. And also the other thing is we were able to help her realise that there are really nice men out there. You can love your dad, but his behaviour is not okay. And there's different ways and different relationships that can be formed. So what I'm really talking about here, I hope I'm being clear, is about trying to work with families in a way that doesn't, or that rather stops this possibility of the intergenerational transmission.
Breaking the cycle.
Exactly. Okay. That's exactly it.
Okay. And those services and that interaction with children is where? Like, are they in preschool buildings? Are they in family centres? How many of them are there? Like, how does one get in touch with Bernardo's?
Well, I give you an example. That we're fortunate enough to be in certain areas, like we're in Limerick, we're in Waterford, we're in Talla, we're in Finglas. And the great thing is that we're either in local authority houses or housing, or we're in schools. And that means we're readily accessible.
Your own building?
The local, well, schools, no, we actually share a building with schools, which is brilliant, which means families.
So you'd have a prefab beside a school?
Yeah, or even a room in a school.
Okay, yeah.
And in another place, a place we've been fortunate enough, and we'd have some of these places for 20 years, like a long time, you know. And it means that because we're literally next door to people, they can drop in. There's no stigma attached. The other thing, people don't feel judged, blamed or criticised. They can just pop in. And we can gradually build a relationship, because the thing to bear in mind is people who are suffering, they can really be reluctant to seek help sometimes.
Tell me about your food, your breakfast service.
Oh, well, that's a lovely.
Hot lunches.
Oh, yes. Well, the lovely thing about those and the services is that if you think about it as a child, you know, if you come into school to an environment and you get some lovely warm smiles and some food, and your tummy is then filled, mm-hmm. You can then go and you can concentrate at school. And the warm welcome is really important, because the other thing is some of the parents that we work with, they would be quite depressed. They'd feel quite low, you know. And if you feel low and you're depressed, it's hard for you to get up in the morning, you know. It can be. And then we can work to change that pattern. But in the meantime, if we can ensure the child can go to can get to school and get a hot meal or a hot breakfast, that makes a big difference for them.
So. I'm trying to get a visual picture. Yeah. I get the service.
Yeah.
I get the nature of the interaction with the kids. But when I'm looking at minibus services, breakfast, hot lunches, early years support, after school clubs, parenting programs, these are in the areas you've said, the Waterford and the Talla and Wexford, yeah. and so on. But they're located in a school environment?
Well, it varies. So I'll give you an example of one of our early years services. So it would be located in a HSE building, and it's part of it's to the side of a HSE building where there's other services happening too. But because of where the children live, they live all around the area. So that's why we have a bus to bring the children and to collect the children. And to be honest as well, to ensure the children get there.
Okay.
Because that's the way you ensure sure they get there. So you pick them up at the door. And if you ever went, it gives you a sense, you know, of some of the situations children are living in. You go there and you can see the disadvantage. You can see mm-hmm. it outside the door of the house, you know.
So tell me, if people give 20 euro or more, what does it get? You know, if you translate and visualise a donation to a service, what would you say?
Well, it pays for some of the meals that we actually give to the children. It also supports us having the bus in the first place, because buses take maintenance, as you know, which is really important. It can support some of the materials we need for the children, because we do aim to create really nice environments. I mean, if you were to come into an earlier centre in Bernardo's, you would smile. You couldn't but smile, because you walk in, it's all these different colours.
And are you looking for volunteers? You see Bernardo's shops and you see, you know, different...
Volunteers are always really, really, really welcome.
I say if I want to be a volunteer, say I'm semi-retired and I want to help Bernardo's and I have time on my hands, how do I get in touch? What might I do, man or woman?
All you need to do is ring our national office, 01453 0355, and ask for, funnily enough, my namesake, Suzanne Connolly. There's two Suzanne Connollys in Bernardo's.
And what might, you know, I'm just thinking of someone my own age, say a little bit older, early 60s, they've taken retirement, you know, guards retire at a young age and so on, and they want to help. I mean, what sort of thing could they do?
Well, can I give you an example of a lovely programme that, I was at an event yesterday which was celebrating and thanking our volunteers. This is to do some reading. You read with children who are a year behind. And this, again, we're in children in communities of disadvantage around the country for that. And it's really helping them get a love of reading and improve their ability to read. And we've a range of people from all walks of life who do that. Okay. And it's a fantastic contribution.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in to me, Suzanne. There's no doubt you visually explain it very, very well on radio. It is an incredibly great cause. Newstalk is proud to be associated with it. Do go onto our website, newstalk.com/Bernardos, and you will be able to contribute. And you might consider being a volunteer. Really, really brilliant work. Thank you for joining us on The Hard Shoulder. And we wish you every continued success in your vital work across the nation for more than 15,000 children. Thank you, Suzanne Connolly, for joining us.
Thank you.